Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Come on, baby, and play with my penis. Oh, come on. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you, I guess, to Jopin, J-O-P-N, for that catchphrase submission. Thanks, Jopin. But no thanks. We're still on the hunt for a regular catchphrase. We'll get to it at some point, but Jopin, unfortunately, that will not be the one. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. My name is Scott Aukerman, and we have an incredible show for you. A little bit later in the show, we have a married couple. That's very exciting. And then we have a couple of people who aren't married, but they spend quite a bit of time together. We have a film director as well as someone that he works with. So that'll be an exciting show for you a little later coming up on the show. But before we get to those, the stars are back, baby. The stars are back on Comedy Bang Bang. Look at this. Look at what's in front of me.
I can't believe it either.
I mean, when was the last time you were on the show?
It's been years. We were to that is he mad at me phase.
No.
Yeah, that's, really? That's my own insecurity, though.
I was mad at you, but we'll talk about that in a second.
No, apparently. I don't get jokes.
He is a wonderful stand-up comedian. There's a technical term that we use called the best in the biz. And he's one of those, which it's hard to have so many, you know, more than one best.
No, I'm the GOAT.
You're the GOAT, really? Now, no, we're not talking greatest of all time. You're the guy everyone shits on, right?
I'm GOAT-like.
Oh, really? He has innumerable specials, but a new one is out there right now on YouTube called Domestic Short Hair. Just came out on YouTube. Very exciting. I watched it earlier today. I'm here to tell you it's a wonderful special. Please welcome back to the show, Todd Barry. Hello, Todd.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing?
They're doing fine. Don't worry about the listeners. Don't worry about them. I'll take care of them. You just worry about yourself. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man.
Really? Just okay?
Yeah, you know, it's sunny, first sunny day since I've been here. And I'm happy to talk about the weather. Right.
Sure.
The weather
has been pounding the Southland. Do you agree?
The Southland? Yeah, you guys got hit hard. Some
sure.
Flights canceled. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean,
poor
stuff
baby.
That happens every day in other places of the world.
All right.
Happens 2 days of the year, and we got very freaked out about it.
I know. Thank God for those really lenient cancellation policies with the airlines.
Todd, we've known each other for a long time. We've hung out a bit in your home city, New York, because here's what used to happen. When I used to work, I used to have a television show, and the network would call me out there once or twice a year, and I'd spend some time in New York. And the great thing about when you have a network show is it's all in the contracts. They have to fly you business class. They have to put you up at like a nice hotel. But then the other part that's in the contract is they have to give you this per diem. But the per diem is not like them giving you cash. It's like it's all in the hotel bar and restaurant. So I would get like hundreds of dollars a day that you can only spend in the hotel bar and restaurant. So I'd say, who wants a free lunch? I would say Todd Barry does. And you
really? I do not recall once eating lunch with you.
You would join me all the time. I would always say, I have a per diem. Come out and meet me.
I think I'm the wrong guest. I think you're confused.
You would always do this.
This person. I remember eating lunch with you after you did my now defunct podcast.
That was downstairs from your place.
That was downstairs from my old place. But yeah.
Yeah, no, you would. I remember one time in particular, you came out to the London Hotel. And part of the problem with the London Hotel is it's like a hotel that caters to English people. And so we were like, okay, two for lunch. They're like, no, we don't have lunch. We have high tea.
Are you making shit up?
I love the fact that us spending time together left little to no impression upon
you. I know, especially when it's like you buying me lunch.
I know.
Here, let's do it again. Oh, yeah, those were good times, man. Thank you. I hope I thanked you enough for those.
I also mentioned that we saw a Super Bowl, a broadcast one. We didn't go to the actual Super Bowl in 2002 together, and you had no recollection of that either.
Well, you thought it was at my house, which seemed very unlikely that I would be like, hey, everyone, come over to Todd Barry's house to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I find out the Super Bowl, like the day of, I find out there's the Super Bowl.
There were only five of us, and you were one of them.
Yeah, I definitely think we were together. But,
okay, thank you for I remember this, but okay.
This is the most contentious interview I've done in a long time. This is like Gore Vidal and the Gay Talese or whatever.
I would have gone Frost Nixon.
Frost Nixon, sure.
I thought you were going Gore V. Bush for a second, because they had, of course, those wonderful...
I don't want to alienate half my fan base.
Yeah, I'm sure. Todd, you have a new special out. It's called Domestic Short Hair. Mm-hmm. And I watched this special, so I know why it's called that. But really, when you're interviewing a stand-up comedian, and yes, stars are back, but primarily they're stand-up comedians and they're here to plug their specials, and there's not really a lot of questions I, as an interviewer, can ask about a stand-up special. It's like, is it funny? Yeah, I watched it. It's great. But why do you call it that? That's the one question that we as interviewers have. Why do you
call it that? Well, it's something that comes up in one of the jokes, and I just said, ooh. Yeah, I get these little, because titles are always something I'll agonize over, but this was just like, oh, I think I know what I'm calling it.
Yeah, the minute you said it on stage?
Not necessarily, but the minute I was looking for titles, I was like, is there anything I can find? Because I don't usually do something from my act, and then people go, why did you call your special Spicy Honey? Because I was in a Kroger's in Ohio, and I saw Spicy Honey barbecue sauce. I had a meeting with Netflix when I had my special Spicy Honey. They're like, oh, we thought this would be like a 20-minute story about that.
Nope, just
10, 1 second. Saw barbecue sauce. It was Spicy Honey flavored.
So you're not one for titling your special something thematic that...
No. But to your point... Oh, no. So, yes, it was just something that came up in the...
You're referencing a cat, I believe. Yes, yeah. I'm proving that I watched it, by the way.
Holy shit. There's no way you could have come up with that really obscure reference.
I also took a little umbrage to one of the jokes.
Shit.
Yeah. You mentioned me by name in the act. Not my last name, but you used my first name in one of your jokes. And I was wondering if it was about me. The person apologizing to you.
Oh, no. Scott's a very common name.
Not as common as you would think. I suddenly felt very called out. Was it me apologizing to you?
Based on my history with you, I'm guessing no. That's not your thing, I think, apologies. Taking accountability or whatever.
Because I remember inviting you to a free lunch and you don't?
I'm gaslighting you, brother.
Well, it's a great special. I was, even someone who's tired of stand-up comedy and just the art of it.
Thank you.
There are a few stand-up comedians who are just so good that they can just get me in the mood right away. And I was laughing my little ass off the entire time. And it's great.
Were you doing anything? Thank you. Were you doing anything else while you were watching?
No, I was not. I was watching it on my phone, though, as the filmmaker intended. from a text link that you provided.
I did. You know, they could have taken it the next level and said, I bet there's a way to find this on another.
Well, all the power is out here.
I really prefer you use this link from the source that you got this link from.
I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't like glance at text or anything. I went full screen.
Really?
Baby.
You're fully focused?
Full screen. And I lay down in bed.
Oh my God.
And I watched it in a reclining position.
That's dangerous.
Because one could choke, presumably.
And no.
From
one,
laughter?
One could fall asleep from not laughter.
So something in between is what you really want. Yeah. Is laughter, but not choking,
but not
falling asleep.
I don't want people
that
literally die or sleep, but they don't. I don't want them to like it too much.
Todd, you're a road dog. Has anyone ever passed away during one of your shows?
No, I've had people... I'm trying to think. No, I don't think so. I've had people pass out.
Sure. From
laughing too hard.
And or being drunk.
Or being drunk or being sick.
Have you ever had like a medical emergency where they needed to stop the show and all that?
Yeah, there was once in Seattle. This guy passed out and I kind of like stopped and I said, is this guy going to be all right and everything? And then someone wrote me a long note like, you handled that so beautifully. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Just fucking... Going to my old Navy joke while this guy's passed out in front of me.
That reminded me.
That was a great
can I
joke.
Hear that old Navy joke?
I don't remember it.
You don't remember? Do you just forget your jokes like the minute you put them all on
there's
a special
just,
or something?
There's just so many good ones, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awful.
What's realistically, though, if you were to rank your three best jokes, you don't have to do the jokes, but the subject matter, what are your three best jokes?
I like the joke off the new special about the cabinet salesman.
Mm-hmm. That's
you remember
great.
That one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I like, that one.
Based on a crowd work piece,
yeah.
Originally, presumably, right?
Yes,
unless
exactly.
You were lying.
Yes, and it's rare that crowd work turns into
material.
Perfectly crafted material, but this is the case that it did.
It's a lot like, you know, a Broadway musical first starting out as a movie and then going back to being a movie again, you know? I mean, maybe it goes back to being crowd work.
Yeah, maybe I will track down this guy.
Well, you say he came to
he
see
did
another show.
Yeah, and
he should just show up.
He showed up
show.
At my show recently and had a T-shirt that said "Cabinet Salesman." It's like, like he's becoming a little. I mean, it is pretty funny to be like, because he sat there and watched me do this joke, not knowing I did a joke about him.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be a fucking thrill, man. Am I allowed to use profanities?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Except for that one. So would you apologize to our audience, please?
Sorry for the F-bomb.
There is a hanging thread in the special I wanted to ask you about now that I'm seeing you personally. You tell a wonderful bit of business about a certain restaurant you were at and the Italian dressing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good joke, too.
That's a great joke. What... was the quality you what you don't do is follow up with the quality of the Italian dressing once you actually ordered it and ate it.
You know, believe it or not, you're not the first person to ask me that. Like 10 people who I've muted on Twitter since have asked me that.
It is a big moment in the special. You're laughing, and then you want a little resolution about how that, yeah. But I would imagine it's not funny. I just, you know,
it's not
to
funny,
people.
And I don't remember the true answer to it.
But, is the whole thing fake? Is this a Hassan Minhaj kind of situation where you never actually ordered a salad?
I ordered a salad today. And then this other thing happened today.
You have a very busy life and you're able to spin it into comedic gold so quickly.
Our material that I wrote today.
It is interesting because a lot of the material deals with post-COVID. There's a lot of COVID material, which I was kind of surprised by because, you know, we're sort of out of COVID.
Well, this special was filmed a little. It took a while to get it out there.
I see.
Do you think I should have cut that out?
No, I loved it because it was like, it was retro again.
Yeah. Okay. But every COVID sort of denier type person, was, if they see you do a COVID joke, they're just like, it was 9 hours of COVID material. It was 4 minutes of COVID.
Yeah, it
was,
well, I mean, I would say it was more around 10.
You think
right?
so?
Yeah, I think it was about 10
but
minutes.
But I mean, some
so.
Of it was tangentially.
Yes.
Not really COVID material.
But it was like great because I feel like every stand-up comedian kind of like ignored it while it was happening and then didn't put out a special. And here you were diving into it and actually telling really great, like a 10-minute COVID chunk about what happened to you during COVID.
You're really trying to make it sound like it was 10 minutes, but...
That hurts during me. The break, we're going to time this.
But in any case, yeah, I did. There's some COVID jokes.
You're getting really upset with me about saying it's
no,
10
I'm mad
minutes.
At myself. I'm mad at myself.
For doing this interview?
No. Well, yeah, but that's that right now. That's not what I'm thinking about. No, I'm thinking about like, because I was thinking I should have cut those COVID jokes out.
No, I loved them.
But then again, they're easy jokes to take in, regardless of your stance on anything.
No, truly, I was like, oh, it's refreshing to hear about this period of your life, because most comedians are like, okay, we're past this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and don't even want to talk about it. Don't.
They're
you
past
know.
This, and half of them have COVID. While being past it.
Well, it's a great special, Domestic Short Hair, and it's out there for free on YouTube, but yeah. People can also buy it.
Yeah, you could stream it on there's a little visual portion at the end. Do you remember that?
Where busted. The credits are going, or
oh, listen,
I watched all the way up to the special thanks. I'm going to admit that I saw
there's like a slideshow.
Oh, the slide, yeah, that of course I saw that.
Yeah. So you could listen to it on Spotify. You can download it on, I guess, iTunes and Amazon, I think. I don't know.
But one can watch it for free
on
YouTube.
But you can also choose
to,
if you'd like to not give money for something you don't need to buy. Who likes doing that? Not me. I prefer to pay. And if you don't support art, then you can just watch it for free on YouTube.
Right. But you're here right now, and
I am here.
You're begging your audience to pay for it.
Yeah, I went pay for it, man. Those Spotify residuals. Bought my third house with them.
It's a great special. It's
Thank
very
you.
Fun, and it's not even an hour, which is great. It's like 55 minutes yeah, or yeah, something like yeah. that, which is good. But I take a look at that time, and I go like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I would. I don't think that hour thing care. I don't think people care, because most people aren't going to watch a full hour anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, you being the case in point.
What do you, because I turned it off at the special thanks 20 seconds to the end.
You were my special thanks, though. That's why I wanted you to see
that. I checked out the special thanks to see if I was in there for all these fucking meals I bought you. And guess what? You don't even fucking remember them.
The next 10 dinners and meals you buy me, I will remember.
Okay. Wait, is this like a punch card situation where you pay for the 10th
it's
one?
Like, it's punch card, yeah.
All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest. Todd Barry is here. Bringing his electric energy here.
Can I chime in? Am I allowed to chime in?
Of course you're allowed to chime in. Right. Well, I would just make you sit here?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Like you did during these lunches, not talking to me?
It'd be a terrible use of my
filling
skills.
Filling your fucking mouth full of food, free food, and just then like giving me a cursory just goodbye and walking. Anyway.
Yeah, I just like whacked on the table. Thanks. This? Thanks.
I know it's a chore to go all the way up to. I feel like that was all the way up to like 60th Street or something.
Yeah,
like that,
if it was that far, it was definitely a chore.
But that's I took it to mean that's just how much you wanted this free meal.
I did. I mean, this meal that you claim happened, I would have gone to 60th Street for.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, Todd.
Thank you for having
Please
me.
Please chime in.
I will.
Not continually, but you know, at sort of the languid pace that you normally do.
No, I'm not going to take over. Don't worry.
Okay, great. We do need to get to our next guest. They are they're a married couple. Have you ever met a married couple, Todd?
I have. I have met a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever been close to popping that big question?
I thought I was possibly close with my most recent girlfriend, but we're not together anymore.
You're not. I'm sorry. You mentioned her in the special, and
I did.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to guarantee you're going to break up is mention. Talk about something, kind of time stamp it, and then you're like, oh, this is going to be over before.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you for having
me. Were you planning popping the big Q?
I at least thought about it.
Yeah. Where did you imagine it happening?
I don't know. I was trying to think like, oh, man, what's the crazy way? I mean, an improv comedy club. No, I was going to have the MC bring me up. Oh, we got a guy named Todd who wants to ask someone something. I don't know. It didn't get that far. But
I understand, yeah. When I worked at the Olive Garden, I had a lot of people popping the question there. Isn't that sad?
Is that serious?
Yeah. But when you're there, you're family.
Wow. I just did that Family Feud show. I'm sorry. I'm done. My segment's done.
No. I really want to hear about this Family Feud show you did.
This Family Feud show I did in San Francisco just a couple of days ago. We won, and one of my prizes was a $50... Olive Garden gift card.
I got one of those as well. I have not cashed it in yet, I did the show probably a year and a half ago.
I can't wait to be on the road now.
This is going to be great. I can only imagine you have spent quite a few lunches there.
Now, I have highbrow taste, but
would you take me out to lunch with this big Olive Garden gift certificate?
I would do that.
All right. I don't know that I have time to do this, but we'll try to set something up for the next time you're in town.
Okay.
All right. We need to get to our next guest. They are a married couple. Please welcome Bob and Liz Fay.
Jack, how are you? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're hi, on. Guys. And this is the mics are on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
And they're okay. On for you, too?
Mm-hmm.
Are they on for you, Bob?
I'm hearing you through these things right here.
Oh, this is fun. I hear mm-hmm. them there and here.
Great.
Yes.
Hi. Great. Thank you. Hi, Scott.
So nice to meet you. This is Todd Barry.
Hi, Todd.
Hello. Hi, married couple.
Gotta say, I was a big fan of all the weather talk we started with. That's one of my favorite conversations, the L.A. rain.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from? Are you
Minnesota?
Yep. Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
we get
yeah.
more than rain. But how, did you have any leaks?
Mm-hmm.
Did you look around for leaks? What about water by where your feet come in, Scott? Did you check there?
No water there. There is some in the glasses here in front of us.
That's if okay.
That's alarming
okay.
to yeah. you.
No, that's right. okay.
You haven't been in a drought since September, which is pretty exciting.
We've been watching mm-hmm. that. We've
yeah.
been
why
watching
are
that.
Why is this important to you?
Well, our son Casey Fay. He's a fan of the program here.
Oh, yeah.
He lives here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I know Casey Fay.
And
yeah.
he doesn't call us very often. So we figure, come on, do a podcast that he'll listen to and we can just talk directly to him.
We can kind of update him because he's so busy. He doesn't have that
busy
much.
Boy.
He's even, a local, I guess, improviser, actor.
Pretty good basketball
yeah,
player.
We don't understand most of the stuff he's talking about, the people, the locations. He performs at a theater. Says the theater doesn't make money on the shows, only the classes. I don't know. I've been there. I think they make money on the shows, too.
Yeah.
But
well, also, the teachers make a little bit of money, but then they make up for it in the dating the students part of it.
Well, from what I understand of him, he says he wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Sure. I bet he doesn't.
So
I would take him at his word on that.
Right. So let's move on to... the first, you know, we just went on a drive to Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, went to see a Celtic choir.
So sorry. So sorry, Scott, mm-hmm. Todd, you can hear this, but this is intended for Casey.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I know him as a performer. I don't know if I know him as a listener.
Well, we just kind of want to catch up. So you can hear this, but this sure. is the stuff that we normally would think would
this
be
this is your intended audience.
Yeah. Well,
is sure. Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but it might be fun for who knows.
Casey, you know how much Dad and I love spot and license plates.
Oh my God. Oh, did we see some amazing ones?
Tell them.
Well, not just the ones you think, not just Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, not we saw a Maine license plate in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota.
Here's the one that got me, Casey, we saw, do you know which one the Land of Enchantment is? Because your dad didn't know.
Didn't know.
You didn't know which one the Land of Enchantment is.
Mm-mm.
New Mexico.
Oh, the most beautiful license plate.
It's a really good one.
I've ever seen.
Red. It's yellow with some red pops, I'd say.
Ooh, beautiful.
So you should check that
gorgeous.
One out. You should, Scott, have you seen that one?
No, but I guess I could do a Google image search. Or do I
No, you want to see it in the wild.
You're going
to let it
love
come
that.
To you. If you spoil that, I'll tell you what. Don't do that. That's like knowing the end of a really good movie.
Uh-huh.
You want to be out on the road and all of a sudden see a Land of Enchantment go by. It's got turquoise sometimes. Mm. Oh, I mean, I don't want to give too much away.
It's like knowing the end to Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. For instance.
Please don't tell me. We've been waiting to watch that one with Casey. He always shows us good. You know what's fun is he brings home screeners sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not
screeners,
a big...
Yeah, screeners are the things that the studios send to guild members because we vote in the awards.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, the
but
number
he gets
comes up on the screen.
DVDs,
it purposely looks bad. It's it's an interesting
thing. My mother doesn't like them because you can't turn on the subtitles.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
which
I'm not
she
a big...
needs in order to understand.
Our subtitles are always on. Casey helped him. Helped us get him on the last time he was home, and now we can't get him off.
We can't figure out the remote at
but
all.
I think it's good for us to stretch our eyes, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, I like reading more than watching, honestly.
Yeah, he's a big reader.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? What do you like to read?
Oh, books.
Yeah, sure.
Harper's Bazaar, you know, whatever. Really, anything that I can hold in my hands.
I like reading holiday letters. I save them up.
That is good. That did remind me of email forwards. I do love email forwards. Casey, if you read the one I sent recently, oh boy.
Which one?
Well, it was a joke. So
did
this
you send it to me too?
It's not what I actually believe. I probably didn't because it's a little, it says,
Bob.
Yeah, well, here's the, it's again a joke, honey. I promise it's a joke, but it said, at the end of every argument, a woman's going to end every argument. Because if you say anything after that, it's the start of a new argument.
Bob, okay.
It was a forward. I know.
Don't send that. That's not good advice.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for forwards, I don't know what we'd do with email, you know?
I get too many. I don't know what to do. I open my inbox and I have 1,000. They're mostly coupons.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't know how to stop getting them. And so then it makes me very upset when I open up the screen. It's such a big number.
You could just, I guess, turn off your computer or throw it out the window or something like that.
Scott.
Sure, yeah.
Scott, well, I don't know. It took Casey a long time to set it up for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could throw it out. And he told me that actually I needed a bigger monitor.
That's true, yeah.
What size is your monitor right now?
I don't know. Yay.
It's an iPad.
It's just an iPad.
Oh, it's an iPad.
Yeah. Strain my eyes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So these are all things that you say Casey doesn't talk to you all that much?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, well, he's a busy, great son, but he's a busy boy.
I'm pretty busy, too. I don't know why you need to be.
How long do you spend on the phone with your mom?
Sure.
Per what? Per annum?
Well,
per time you call her up, you know.
Per time I call her up, at this point we're doing FaceTimes with the child, and these the very cute thing she started doing, which is she says hi and then bye immediately, and so
that's nice.
That really wraps up the conversation the time that I want to spend on it.
Well, okay, so yeah, that's pretty similar, you know, just a hi, how are you, and we just have a lot of things like, Casey, I wanted to tell you, do you know that Nan's not at the church anymore?
Oh no,
yeah,
here we go.
Let me guess. This is someone that he hasn't heard of for 30 years. And
I'm sure he knows Nan. Yeah. I'm always talking to him about Nan.
Yeah, she used to sit by the Swank family, you know, that always
show up late. You know, how they'd leave early for soccer? Mm-hmm. I guess that soccer's year-round, even though it's that cold.
I'm not sure
about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Todd, are you having the same experience I'm having?
What's that?
Why don't you just say it?
I was just thinking about how she said coupon instead of coupon.
Okay, I guess we're not having the same experience. I just, I'm getting a sense of why, you know, this, your conversation seems to be filled with details that are unimportant to the average person.
Oh, okay.
Well, I would never even say that out loud.
Oh, sure.
Even if I had that exact thought.
Oh, okay.
He would just eat his lunch silently.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, glazing, gazing at me from just below a very high tea sandwich.
Okay.
Finger sandwich.
I mean, you know, Bob and I can take feedback. We can take constructive criticism. Yeah. But can I just test this theory,
sure,
Scott?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
sure.
I'm going to tell you, this is what I would tell Casey. Mm-hmm. Nan's no longer at the church. You remember she used to sit by the Swank family. They'd always leave early for soccer. I guess they had soccer year round. Actually, their middle child was a pretty good midfielder, thought she could play in college, but then decided she didn't want to go to college because she wanted to be a nurse instead. And I said, that's still a type of college, but the scholarship was for a different kind of college, so she didn't get to go to that kind of college. They sat by the Swank family, Nan and her eldest boy, John. They didn't used to bring the younger kids because they were too rowdy. Anyway, the priest asked her to forge a signature so that they could get extra buses to take the confirmation classes out on a trip to get Baskin-Robbins. And I said, this is the wrong time of year for Baskin-Robbins anyway. And Nan said, I don't know. He wants the buses to take them. They're not even the kids getting confirmed, Scott. They're the kids who are getting confirmed next year, but they want them to bond because it's a big deal. You know, you remember, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they couldn't get multiple vans. They tried to sign it off. She didn't want to forge her signature, so now they're Lutheran. Mm. I don't know, Scott. What am I supposed to cut from that?
Right.
You're right. I mean, it was
tight. That was very tight.
It was tight. It was. I'm not going to insult you by saying it was almost 10 minutes, like I insulted Todd here. But
I'd like about 8 to 12 minutes on COVID myself. About a nice 8 to 12.
She's got a great mm-hmm.
Because
fantastic.
There's a lot of things mm-hmm. to talk about: the puzzles and also what was it like the first time you flew? There, sure. I mean, that alone. How do you get from that A to B?
Remember when we did when we'd wipe our groceries down?
Remember when we wiped our groceries?
Todd has a great joke about wiping things down in a special. So
is it? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can I pay you for this, Mister?
Pay me for what?
For this art you created, I'd prefer to pay you.
Yeah,
art.
Get it on iTunes, okay. Get it on Amazon.
Okay. We'll have to have Casey help us. Yeah,
perhaps maybe. If
I don't
throw
think
it in
I
forward,
know his, my login.
Maybe.
Will you will you reply all to your last forward chain to Casey and ask him if we
Todd
can get
Todd Berry joke?
Yeah.
Wipe down groceries.
Todd wow. Berry joke question mark? How to get
fantastic?
You okay, know, look, guys. I'm afraid we're running up on the bad side of a break here, but so we're gonna have to go to a commercial here. So I sensed you launching into another big long thing, and
we figured we could maybe, you know, connect with you a little bit more. We could talk about LA celebrities
look, stars are back, sure,
okay.
But we can talk about that during the break.
Great.
But why don't we take a break, and when we come back we'll sort of regroup.
Do you need me to get any snacks in the break, or do
oh
you
man
okay?
I'd love some snacks.
Oh yeah, oh. Would you need
brownie?
At this time
Ooh,
oh I don't know
brownies?
Bob not
oh,
at this
I love
time
the brownies.
Bob No, this is the time of day when you need protein.
It's Dorito time.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. Sure you about. Get it that this time of day, you boys will crash. You boys will crash. Well,
you're saying protein as a snack? What are you suggesting?
You need something protein based at this time. I don't know, something with
like
peanut butter.
Like a Slim
butter.
Jim or something.
That's a lot of sodium, but I'd put maybe some peanut butter on, you know, some ants on a log for you.
So ants on a log? Okay. Mm-hmm. If you could whip up some ants on a log during the break, that would be great.
You betcha.
Okay, great. When we come back, everyone will have just eaten ants on a log. That's great. A very exciting tease. We also have a film director and someone he works with. This is such an exciting show. We're going to come right back with more Todd Barry, more Bob and Liz Faye. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Todd Barry is here.
Yeah.
And we are satiated with this ants on a log meal that, yeah, I wouldn't call it a meal, it's a snack.
That was the perfect, it just filled me up just enough.
Yeah, I have energy. I'm not crashing.
Yeah, I got a little energy, got a second wind.
Yeah, and the maker of said ants on a log, Liz Fay, is
Hi,
here.
Casey, I hope you're still listening. Hey, Casey, if you listen to this on 1.1, what do we sound like?
Oh, hey, pal, I know I'm going hunting with the guys in South Dakota again. I know you came one time, never fired your gun, and didn't seem to be having much fun. But if you'd like to come again, just hit me up. We'd love to have you, pal.
Did you fire your gun at all?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Getting the pheasants, you know, hitting my limit every day.
Yeah. What is the limit?
Three per person per day.
Yeah. Three per person per day. Yeah. Do you ever bring extra people like Casey just so you can say, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll just sit, he spent most time in the hot tub, honestly. Seemed to enjoy that a little bit more than walking out in the cold South Dakota corn killing animals. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. And Casey, if you're listening, it would be great to see you out on stage one of these days
or
come on the show at some point.
What's Casey do for a living?
Well, it's complicated.
We give.
You don't know, right?
No, we know he's on.
He's in commercials.
He's on commercials. That's
which commercials
he's
in that
in
one?
A bunch.
Xfinity, I think, right
now.
Yeah. He gets cut out of TV shows pretty regularly.
He books, as he says. And we like to, you know, he's an actor. He's a teacher. He's an improviser. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the stuff is tricky for us to see in a way that we can watch
Brag.
It a lot.
Why isn't he here? I forgot. I didn't catch that.
I think
he listens to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told us one time he tried to put it on when we were stuck on a road trip.
Right, because we heard Obama has a podcast. We said, what's this podcast?
Obama
has a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were asking what podcasts were, and he says they've been around for a while.
Yeah, he says that they've existed for some years now. Did you know that, Scott?
Maybe. Honestly, I can't remember anything previous to Obama and Springsteen.
Right.
It was just so incredible a moment that it just changed everything for
everyone. How neat of him to invent that.
Yeah.
What a cool president. Definitely our coolest.
Yes, of course.
You wore that tan suit that one time, were you? Was that a little too...
No, we liked it.
Yeah.
You liked it.
Well, it was right for the season, you know. He wasn't wearing it in winter.
Well, yeah, big fan.
I just wouldn't want him to catch a cold.
Seems like a real nice guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Leslie Stahl. You ever met her?
Scott, you have to tell us if you've met Leslie.
I met Katie Couric once.
Okay. Yeah, tall, short, how are we...
That's your first question.
Well, I'm just wondering, celebrities, if I'm taller than them. I'm 6'1" myself.
If I remember, she was short.
Okay.
Now, Todd, I started reading her book, but I was worried it was going to get mean, so I closed it.
Yeah.
Before it ever even, there was a hint of it getting mean.
I made it in about 20 pages, and then I thought, oh, it'll break my heart if Katie gets mean.
The picture on the front, she looks like a little in power. So.
Just like she might tell some hard truths that she's entitled to, but
and
maybe...
And you don't want to hear those.
I don't care for that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want it to change my opinion of, you know, when I watch the folks on the morning show.
Some would say that people buy books written by celebrities to get to know them a little better. You don't want that.
Well, I wanted to hear how...
Oh, boy, you okay?
What's going on here?
I drank some water.
You drank some water and
went down the wrong path?
I hope it wasn't the ants on a log.
Do you have any allergies? I'm sorry, I'm not...
I'm sorry.
A lot of the grandkids we have to ask now, and I forgot to ask.
Let's all wait this out until I'm done.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, I think I'm good.
All right. Are you sure?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, please.
You want to do one more just in case?
No, because then
they call it
my
for
trigger
safety.
Might get
I think
going
you're all right.
Again. Yeah,
okay. Okay. You're good. Okay,
all right.
Great.
Trying to do a business term there. They said for safety. One more for safety.
One more. We should remember that one. Put it in. Write it down.
Okay, I'll get a piece of
Sometimes
paper.
We write down things we can ask Casey about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How old is Casey?
Oh, I castable 25 to 40, I believe. So
yeah, could
I think
still
more
play,
on the
could still play one of the boys, but also a fun dad.
I don't know. I'd cast
it's
him
actually,
as one of the boys necessarily.
Well, one of the boys.
I think he auditioned for one of the Dear Evan Hansen high schoolers not too long ago.
What?
So
were they going to digitize everyone's face?
The words don't even make sense to me, but I feel like that's something he's told me before, and I do recall.
Yeah, works. He's excited, and so are we about him. Having more dad range.
Mm.
because he's like that.
Is he a dad himself? Or I don't know that I've ever had a personal conversation with him.
No, yeah, no. No, he's not. Interesting. You know, interesting.
They're just, he's on a different.
His cousin Steffi's got four kids. You know, Laura's got four kids.
Well, like, I would imagine that would slow you down in your show business career. Or one.
Yeah, Los Angeles is different.
Nice.
It's a different place.
Maybe that's the reason, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's also not really a city where you want to have children. It's just not a very safe city.
Well, I don't know. I'm seeing grass and trees and
blue sky. Mm-hmm. Seems like you just got a nice bit of rain.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you're so, I don't want to say interesting. What's the word I'm looking for, Todd?
It's definitely not interesting.
Okay. All right.
That's so it's whatever the opposite like of that is.
Right.
Todd and I think that you're
charming.
That and charming.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Very
thank
charming. You. And you have, can you stick around and talk to our next guests here?
Don't know much about movies, but we'll jump in.
Oh, yeah.
What's your, like, a movie you've seen? I don't even want to say favorite, but what's a movie you've seen?
I mean, boy, that Nemo movie with.
Did you see Anatomy of a Fall?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Well, no, it was the one, the lesbian Ellen doing the Nemo.
That's the right word.
We know who Ellen is. You don't need to specify.
Oh, sorry. If I tell a story about anyone, you're going to find out their race.
Yes.
And if it's not white, I'm going to compliment. It's going to be I met a very nice black man who was my waiter, you know, but just.
Their race, their weight,
what they were wearing.
Be positive. It's going to be positive for sure.
Always,
but we're going to let you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to picture. Yeah. You know that short-haired lesbian who voiced the fish? We like that movie.
Well, I mean, our next guests, their films have a lot in common with that movie.
Okay.
Not the cast, necessarily. Oh. Although, cast is a word that's used in movies about the sea.
Yep.
These
are great segues, Scott.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I assume. I don't know who these people are yet, but I'm impressed.
Well, they are. Our director has directed many films about the sea, including such films as The Abyss.
Oh, that's a big Hollywood
catch. The Avatar, The Way of Water.
Oh! Oh.
Honey, you're turning Italian. Calm down here. That's a big Hollywood guy.
Do you have a heritage there in Italy?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, okay. But that's just what happens to you when you're excited?
I was exhaling. Oh, that's a big Hollywood guy.
Well, he is the director of films like Titanic.
Oh, no.
And
too sad.
Too sad for you?
Had to turn it off.
There's a nice, fun part where they're just on the boat enjoying themselves, and
beautiful.
Billy Zane is
beautiful. The first 17
wonderful
minutes.
Relationship.
Oh, mm-hmm. I loved the beginning, her clothes, mm-hmm. but then I had too sad. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm getting excited.
Well, he also directed that beginning of Titanic.
Well done, sir.
And he directed such films as Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and also Aliens and True Lies. And he's brought with him one of the, not necessarily the stars of his, because he's not an actor. He's one of the characters in his last two films, Avatar and Avatar The Way of Water. Please welcome to the show for the second time, James Cameron and Jake Scully.
Good to be back.
Good day, Scott. I got to check you on a couple things.
Okay. I wish Todd had done this.
No, you've done me dirty already.
But Todd just let me run over him.
A couple different ways. Okay. First of all, my name is Jake Sully. There's no C.
Now, I was told Scully by James Cameron.
Wrong. Wrong.
And in fact, he said Mike Scully first and then corrected himself.
It was a wide-ranging conversation. We talked about a lot of things, but it is Jake Sully.
Jake Sully.
In Avatar, yeah.
Now, I have to say, I feel like you're going out of your way to not call me a movie star. At the beginning of the show, you said a famous director and someone who works with him sometimes. Then you repeated that, and then you went and directly said, I wouldn't call him a movie star. I'd call him a character who's in some of his movies. I would like to say the stars are back, with respect to Todd Barry, but also to myself. I am the biggest movie star in history. I'm not just a star. I'm the number one movie star of all time, and I'm American.
I mean, Sam Jackson has been in more movies that have made more money than you.
Let me give you a question to ask me.
Okay, yeah, I wish all guests would do this, honestly.
I'm
going to
pose you a question.
Next time you're on the show, can you bring some questions to ask?
I'm going to pose you a question to ask me.
Okay.
Ask me what the lowest grossing film I've ever been in is.
What's the lowest grossing film you've ever been in?
Avatar, $2,317,514,386. That's my number two gross.
Yeah, I know, but you've only been in two of these.
Yeah, you know what my average gross is? My average gross at the box office, $2,620,610,206.
Scott, I think the point that...
I'm not taking averages, by the way. I'm taking cumulative.
Yes.
Oh, you want a cumulative number? I'll give that to you, brother. $5,241,220,412.
And Sam Jackson has made more.
Scott, how many films?
Scott, I think the way to look at this, I think if I may, is... Add up any two Sam Jacksons. Pick
Thank
any.
You.
Pick
Thank
any
you.
Two.
This okay, is the Avengers Endgame and what's this number two? Probably the other Avengers.
Let's do them. Let's run the numbers.
Give me a second. I have to open
I'll take
a new
that,
tab.
I'll take that challenge.
Tab. How many tabs do you have? 87 tabs.
Because people keep on fucking checking my qualifications like this. I got to come with fucking proof.
Okay, look, I'm sorry, Jake Sully.
Thank you.
The character so popular that no one even knows his name, let alone the director of his film.
What is this? I don't understand this.
Whoa. Okay, Bob, are you getting this? Because when we tell this story, we're going to have to describe him as big and
blue.
Yeah. I'd say tall. I'd say tall. Tall.
Big say, implies say Navi. Sort of
girl. Okay, yeah. Okay. Tall. Yeah.
Tall, blue. We have
Am I pronouncing that correctly or is it not?
No, not Navi. Navi. I'd say big, blue, and American is one of my defining.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, you're not Australian.
Very American, mate.
I didn't know what to call you because you're, I consider Sam Worthington to be a star. I don't consider Jake Sully to be a movie star.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How many seconds was Sam Worthington's face on screen in Avatar 2, The Way of Water, the highest grossing film of 2022?
I remember him at the beginning.
Wrong. That's the first one.
Oh, okay. Oh, in the
deuce?
Honestly, that one was so boring.
Way of Water?
Yeah. I was zoning out.
Not at all.
Thing.
I fucking ate that guy.
Yeah. So he's not back? He's never coming back?
Who fucking needs him? What are you talking about?
I don't want to get into the specifics of who's coming back and who's not, because we have a lot of Avatar yet to come.
Yeah, last time you were on the show, you promised me a lot of Avatar sequels.
Yes.
Up to about six, maybe? Or?
Yes, you're going to get a lot more. We're here to announce more.
It's been... too long since we've announced more Avatars.
We've only got the second one since the last time you were on.
Right.
What year is it right now?
2024.
Guess what happens in 2025, Scott?
Avatar 3?
Boom.
Boom.
I've never seen either Avatar movie.
Yeah, you've never seen them, Todd? Really?
No, I've never seen either
Todd.
Well, let's explain them to Todd and then also the listeners who have never seen them.
I almost like envy you, Todd. You have the best 8 hours of your life ahead of you to look forward to.
And that's the first one. There are these movies where it's like a fake planet and people go to it and then they...
The fuck is this shit? They're both nominated for Best Picture. He's acting like we're fucking...
He didn't say that you weren't. He just said that's what the films are about.
I'm just getting a little bit of like flea circus energy in the way you're describing
this. Wait, you're describing this show as a flea circus? Whoa. Or what
I'm
you
saying
do
this
as a flea
is
circus.
A fucking flea circus. And on this flea circus, you're describing our...
You're the flea circus.
Blockbuster.
You're the flea circus.
I'm in the V.
Boys.
We got a flea circus off going.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Careful.
Let's get
I
back.
Apologize.
Let's get back to me not watching
apology
either
accepted.
Avatar movie.
Apology accepted.
It's like this planet that people fly
Pandora.
Around in and they stick their... ponytails in people's butts.
Why don't we let Jim explain this?
He's not wrong, but I think the way he's framing it is perhaps misleading.
It's reductive,
a little bit reductive.
Yes.
Yeah. Back yes.
I'm sorry. What are the ponytails called that you stick in people's butts?
I'm not even going to dignify that, Scott. It's
okay, what
a,
are the butts called that you stick
a,
the ponytails
it's such
into?
A disrespectful way. That you're framing
it's a tone issue right now.
Okay, let
you.
Me calm down.
How would
tone.
You feel if I came here to Comedy Boing Boing and told you that everybody here is just pretending and that's all it is and it doesn't matter?
It's a podcast.
I think that would be disrespectful.
It's a podcast with a table and there's a guy, I wouldn't call him the host, but he does podcasts sometimes and he takes the wires and he plugs them into, what would you even call this? What would you even call this?
Well, it's a Podtrac P8.
Oh,
Zoom recorder.
What a weird term.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Let me ask you respectfully.
Okay.
Mr. Cameron?
Yeah.
As someone who saw both of these Avatar movies and who maybe
Thank
missed
you.
The details.
You're right. Welcome.
What do you call the ponytails that you stick in people's butts?
The reason I'm not going to tell you the answer to that question is because Todd has seen neither movie, and that is a question
Spoiler.
That I have answered within the context
Spoiler.
Of the movie. I've made two movies so far. The answers are in those movies.
Also, to be clear, they don't stick the ponytails in other people's butts. They stick the ponytails into other ponytails. It's more akin to docking in the gay community.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that
so
is
that's
the
what you would prefer it be referenced.
Yes, I prefer it be referenced in the correct way.
And we are good with that.
Yeah, write that down. Docking. Okay. That's
cool. I would prefer that any question about the story and substance of Avatar be answered within the experience of experiencing an Avatar film.
Show,
there's
don't
a reason I didn't release these as a series of conversations.
Although I'm kind of interested in that.
What?
A series of movies, we've seen them. You know what I mean? Like,
we have seen them.
We have.
Let's release things as conversations.
I mean, that's one format that's open to everybody. It definitely
certainly would be less money.
Yes.
The budgets would be smaller.
Lower barrier for entry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I'm here to do today is to give you some impressive numbers that are going to devastate you.
You're here to give us some numbers.
I've already given you one number, 2025. And three.
We talked about three.
Actually, two numbers.
4 years later, guess what happens?
4 years.
4 years later. 2029. 4 years later. Guess what happens?
I'm going to be 4 years after man at that point.
4 years.
I don't care.
Scott, I'm handing.
Let me guess.
Scott, I'm handing you this on a plate.
Avatar.
4 years after three. What happens?
Avatar four comes after three.
Correct. Now you're saying you're an old man. You won't care at that point. Do you not have a daughter?
Yeah, I do, but I honestly,
as a father of a daughter, do you not understand the Avatar franchise has become generational? It's about our kids. Took.
Cook? Is that what you said? Took? Who's Took?
Nidiam.
Oh, that's right. Those are your kids? In the movie?
And so Avatar will be passed on from you, the original Avatar mega fan, to your daughter.
Who will inherit the
love of Avatar.
Look, honestly, I don't know that she's going to watch these things.
Scott, ask me what your daughter will be doing in 2031.
Ask him.
What's my daughter going to be doing in 2031?
Watching Avatar 5.
Bam.
Ooh, that's fun.
Okay.
The year after that, in 2032.
Why 4 years in between three and four and then yearly?
Oh, I'm sorry. How long does it take you to make an Avatar?
Well, I'm just wondering. If it only takes you one, then why not?
This is what I'm excited about, Scott. I'm so glad you asked that question. Because in 2032, we're releasing Avatar 6 and 7. The year after that, we release...
on the same day?
Yeah.
Yes. The year after that, in 2033, we release 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Mr. Cameron.
Doubling the number. And then every year after that, doubling the number? Doubling the number every year.
So 8 the next year, 16 the next year, 32, 64,
128. That's right.
254?
That's right.
That is exponential.
Yeah. I will be dead before then. I will be dead before
we... When are you going to die?
I won't name the year. But I'm giving you a general time frame. I will be dead before the Avatar project is completed.
It's Q4 of undated year. It's still
untitled James Cameron project. Right. My death.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking 2032. Look,
it's on you. If you want to bet on that.
Is there a part for me in any of these sequels?
Yeah, I mean, Todd has been in movies like The Wrestler.
Very well. I mean, Todd.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because obviously there's a lot to be worked out. There are deal points to be figured out.
Yeah.
But there is a very dry Navi who will be making an appearance in Avatar 2.
So he's not in the way of water.
Bone dry.
Bone dry. The driest of the Navi.
Yeah.
I think you would be perfect for that.
You don't think I have range? I couldn't do. I have to do the way I talk all the time.
You know what, Todd?
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed, and I didn't want to embarrass you, and I wasn't sure if I was going to say this. I based a lot of my performance in the Avatar films on you because I'd never been the lead of a movie before, and I said, let me study the greats. You know, it's a certain kind of charisma and energy. And stature and swagger that a lead actor needs to have in a big budget film like this. And I studied you and The Wrestler obsessively. And I think you see that reflected in the opinions of people who've seen the film.
This is incredible. I mean, I don't know that I would base an entire movie around your character in The Wrestler, you know?
We had a shorthand on the set after a take. He would ask me, what's the TB number for this next take? I'd say, let's bring this up to a 4.
Yeah. And maybe. That's why when people talk about how dynamic Jake Sully is, when they remember my name, they talk about him as this sort of exciting, gripping, leading man.
Yeah.
I go, big ups to TB.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty...
You're showing a lot of comfort calling me TB.
I mean...
Don't you want to find out whether that I like that?
It's how we talked about it on set. I'm sorry.
I guess it's your private code. That's fine.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's not saying... I mean, you wouldn't say that to him.
I call you Mr. Barry.
Some people do call me TB, though.
Who calls you TB?
Chris Rock calls me TB.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very talented.
I'm kind
talented.
Of the Chris Rock of movies, if you look at it a certain way.
You handed me that name drop opportunity.
I wasn't going to do it. You've been about as successful as a screen presence as Chris Rock in movies, I would say. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. I'm the Chris Rock of movies in the same way that Chris Rock is the Chris Rock of movies.
Well, that's, I mean, it's, yes.
Mr. Cameron, our son, Casey, is an actor. Yeah. And I have a headshot of his on my den desk. Mm-hmm. So that's hard because it's back home. But
is he dressed up as a waiter in one picture?
Yeah, he's doing a funny thing. Yeah, he's had a phone, but it's actually a banana. So there's no way there could be a call.
It's a goof. Is there a part for our son Casey Faye in any of the Avatar movies? Because that would be huge for us.
I think I can say this. Mm-hmm. Casey signed some paperwork, so he was not allowed to say this, but I actually cut Casey out of both Avatar and Avatar The Way of Water.
Checks
he had,
yeah,
he had a role in both. It was airtight NDAs, but I obviously can say
that. What was he playing? Was he playing like a father Navi?
One of the boys.
Yeah.
Just one of the boys.
Yeah, in the second one, he was actually Spider's friend. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of him.
That's nice.
We got to speak in code here, Jim, but I'm thinking just in my head, there are a couple roles in A11. I think he could slot in too nicely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at a certain point, we're all going to be in these Avatar movies.
No, that's not true, Scott. You'll never be in one, Scott.
That's not true.
I'll never be in one?
No, because you've been so disrespectful in the way you've talked about them. It's clear you don't want to be in them, so we'll have to rewrite that character.
Look, I don't know what would be more boring, watching one of them or being in one of them.
Well, you'll never find out. You'll never know.
Do you do this with all of your guests when they come on to plug?
I am a straight shooter. I like Todd Berry Special, and I say it the way it is. And I think the Avatar movies are a bit of a snooze.
Okay, wait, let's interrogate something here.
Well,
okay.
I'm sorry we didn't put Avatar on the YouTube so that you could lie down and watch
it. I would have preferred that.
When I texted
on your phone.
The link to Avatar 2, The Way of Water, did you open it on your phone or did you go to a different device, airdrop the link and watch it on a proper screen?
I watched it on an iPod Nano, actually.
Fucking Christ.
I'm so sorry. I think it looked better on there.
Scott,
honestly.
Look, this is the root of the problem here, okay? Mm. We come on here like 2 years ago. We're like Avatar 2, close to coming out. We announced 10 more Avatars. You're doing the same bit everyone else is doing, which is saying like no one fucking cares about Avatar. No one remembers the names anymore. Who wants these sequels? Bombs incoming. And then we fucking won. We were the highest grossing movie of the year, nominated for Best Picture, rave reviews, and yet here we are 18 months later. Know. You're once again acting like no one gives a shit.
I thought if we came back here and we had a big secret we were going to reveal today, I don't think we're going to reveal it.
We might not even reveal it.
Please reveal. Look,
we might shove that reveal up my ponytail and let it stay there.
Look, I apologize, guys. And I'm very impressed that you made all this money. I have
it's just the money. The people like it.
I have some suspicions that James Cameron, you're buying all the tickets, but...
Why is it that the beverage you serve your guests is Avatar-themed if you have no respect?
It's water. You don't own water.
What's the title for Avatar 2?
The Way of Water.
Yeah.
I noticed that also.
Okay, I look.
And you weighed us in when we came in here, too.
Let's put it this way.
Gave us water.
Let's put it this way. What's the highest grossing water-based film of all time?
I mean, it's obviously Way of Water because that's the number
And what
two.
Do you think is number two?
The Wrestler.
It's got to be Titanic.
Thank you.
Oh, good job.
My
Mr.
man
Cameron.
Over here.
Too
You're
sad.
Telling me he doesn't loves, own water?
I know, you love water. You love water.
He owns that shit.
Do you even drink the stuff, James Cameron? You're typing something on your phone. What's going on?
Well, we didn't run the numbers on the Sam Jackson movie, so I'm going to do it myself. And yes, I drink water. I drink water. I go in the ocean.
You go in the ocean?
I drink ocean water.
Yeah. Please be careful when you go in the ocean, Mr. Cameron.
I'm always careful.
There's a lot of dangers hidden in the deep.
That's why I go in the ocean.
My man Jim, he goes down to the bottom of the ocean. He brings two things with him in his submersible. One is a little straw, so he can stick it out the side and drink some of that deep ocean water.
That seems dangerous.
It's airtight.
The straw is airtight?
Yeah, it is, mate.
So it's got like some self-closing thing every time
Correct.
You suck in on it? Okay.
Yeah, that's what $1 billion buys you, mate. Second thing he
as
brings
well
down.
As well as all the Avatar tickets. Anyway,
that's
go
not,
ahead.
People bought them. Civilians. Well, private citizens bought those
private
tickets.
Private citizens? Okay.
The second thing he brings down there with him is a little flag. And he plants it down at the bottom of the ocean. And the flag says, I own this shit. Signed sincerely, James Cameron.
Wow.
You'd be stunned how much of the bottom of the ocean I own.
That's a little braggadocious, Mr. Cameron.
I'm a lot braggadocious.
He's the king of the world.
I'm the king of the world.
You have to be careful. No one likes an ego-bego.
Everybody likes an ego-bego.
Everyone tells him that every time, and then his next movie makes more money than the last movie.
But look, isn't it just because of inflation?
What are you fucking talking about?
You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, Avatar, it made all this fucking money, but movies are expensive. Yeah.
My movies made more if you adjust for inflation.
That's the thing.
The money goes up.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
The money goes up.
The money goes down.
The money goes up.
The money goes down.
I think the person with more money would know what money does.
Yeah.
Oh.
The money from the movies before goes up.
He played that
card.
Yours
goes down.
My money
goes up. Or stays the same.
My money goes up.
But don't you also have to pay for the goggles?
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. At a certain point, people start giving you goggles.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've received more goggles as gifts than I've purchased goggles in my life. I'm actually ahead on goggles.
Well, I just mean,
because sometimes I'll sell the goggles. That
what are
I
you
get.
Talking about? Because I think she's talking about going to the movie and having to
wear
buy
glasses,
the 3D
you know?
Goggles.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the goggles when I go in the ocean.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad you're wearing protection. I'm saying, aren't your ticket prices higher because they have to include the cost of giving us all those glasses that give me headaches?
Yeah, okay, they don't.
I'm
but
sorry.
In
I'm
fairness,
sorry.
They don't. You said goggles. They don't give you goggles
don't
when
give
you go to
goggles.
The movie.
I wish.
I wish.
Right.
I was, I pitched this to the theaters a few years ago. I said, fill the theater up with water, give them goggles.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we're just going to keep the theater dry so the movie's wet. Fill it up like a water park. Fill the theater with water, give people air, give people goggles.
Maybe some marine life as well in the theater. That
well,
would be
Well, now
fun.
You're thinking like a filmmaker.
Wow.
To
Thank
be fair
so.
Here, to be fair, you're acting like, oh, it's this weird like number juicing scheme to add the glasses on. How many times do you go to a movie theater, buy a ticket, and they give you some other shit for free?
I mean, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, they give you chips for free.
I said movie theater.
Okay.
I said movie
theater.
No,
that's a fair point.
But I would say 3D glasses, all the chips to movie theaters, Mexican restaurants.
Also,
God.
Scott.
And no
Scott,
one complains about that shit.
Scott, you've dipped your toe into filmmaking as well.
Remind
me the grosses. Remind me the grosses.
Well, it was on Netflix, so we don't, I mean.
How
you know.
Convenient.
But when you make a
it
movie.
It was convenient, actually,
water-
for people to watch it, unlike your fucking movie.
And where do they get their glasses?
Then people don't need glasses to watch my movie. They
I
can
wouldn't
do it.
Be able to see it then.
Scott, let me ask you this. You have water sequences in your movie?
We do. Yeah,
yeah
the
you do.
Entire first
yeah.
sequence.
Yeah, I fucking know because I fucking noticed.
Watch it.
And then I watch through the special thanks and I don't see a mention of my
Round
name.
Round a fucking studio.
I apologize. Look.
You make a water movie? You come to my house? And you don't give me a special thanks?
I know you should have wet your beak in this, metaphorically.
Scott, it's starting to feel like a lot of your objections are that you actually don't understand what success is.
No, it's not that. Maybe I have a different metric. But look.
What's your metric?
Yeah.
Because my metric is billions of dollars.
My metric is people enjoying it and talking about
yeah,
it. And going,
go to fucking any screening of
I've
Avatar.
I've never met a single person who's ever said, wow, I really love that Avatar movie.
Now I'm definitely not revealing our secret on
you
this
wouldn't
episode.
Believe
tell you what, tell you what, tell you what, tell you what, tell you what.
We need to one.
We need to take the temperature
sucks.
Down.
This yeah. sucks.
Liz, do you mind making some more ants on a log for everyone
be
during the break? Because we need to take a break. We're going to take the temperature down a notch.
I told him we should have done Doug Love's movies instead. I said, that's a better...
Doug loves
platform.
Movies.
He
Doug
loves,
loves
that's
movies.
A
he
different
nice
metric
to
of success too.
Let's litigate that all.
Okay, look, we're gonna take the temperature down. I want to hear your big okay. announcements. So we're gonna. I'm gonna apologize, and we're gonna have some nice ants on the log. We'll get our blood sugar up. When we come back, we're gonna have more with Todd Barry. Todd, you can stick around, right?
Yeah, I have a show in the 4 hours.
In 4 hours? So I think we'll be done by then, I think. Although everyone should take a look at the runtime of this podcast.
I mean, based on the vibe over here, I think we're going to be a while.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know.
We've barely started announcing new Avatar.
This isn't like a George
should
Lucas talk show situation.
The oven?
Should you what now?
Should I preheat the oven?
Maybe throw some
yeah,
brownies?
Yeah, preheat it.
We do some brownies?
And then
we're
also going to have Bob and Liz Faye. They're going to still be here.
Bob
and we'll
has a secret.
Bob
sure.
has a secret, too.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Mm-hmm. And maybe Todd has a secret. That I mean, although we learned about his relationship status, so that maybe already was a secret. But we're going to come back. We'll have more with Todd Barry. We'll have more with Bob and Liz Faye. We'll have more with James Cameron and Jake Sully.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Todd Barry is here. Domestic Short Hair is the special. People can get it on YouTube. They can watch it to their heart's content. I watched it to my heart's content. One watch.
You're content now?
I'm content. I loved it, Todd.
You're content that you're done watching it forever?
I may go back to it. It was very, very
funny. I feel like it's something you should watch at least one more time tonight.
Yeah, why not? It's up there for free, no ads, at least in the link link you sent me.
Wow, you got a VIP link then.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Wow.
Very nice of you to send me the texted VIP link to your special. We also have Bob and Liz Fay. Liz, you...
I preheated the oven. I am going to make brownies, ooh, but everyone only gets one.
Okay.
And then we also have James Cameron and Jake Sully are here.
The stars are back.
Stars are back, yes.
Stars are back.
I apologize that I didn't consider you to be a star. I didn't know what to call you because you are a fictional character.
Okay, James, you Google the box office gross on Endgame, and I'll Google the box office gross on Infinity
James,
War.
You have two phones.
We'll you two boys look like Casey at the dinner table with your phone out. Just, hey, we're up here. Okay?
Hollywood. We didn't think we'd have to
bring Hollywood
stacks.
Type
James
two
Cameron,
phones.
Why do you have two phones? You have one on top of the other.
Hi, Casey.
The second one isn't a phone. It's power.
Oh, it's a charger.
Ever hear of it?
Ever hear of it?
Is that designed to make
yes, it doesn't work in water. I know.
A portable phone seem like it's a home phone from 1971? That thing must weigh like 13 pounds. Man.
Yeah.
Mr. I would think you could fucking work that out.
I'm a strong man. I can carry a big phone and a lot of power. It takes strength to hold power.
I think real strength doesn't tell itself.
It's like soft, quiet. Like,
it's quiet.
It's quiet. And the sure. show quiet. The show is quiet right now. We've all calmed down.
Lots of goats at this
we've
table.
Taken,
a
we've
taken a lot of goats at this table.
Taken a lot of breath. We did some. We did a little yoga and.
You know, speaking of water, I've been obsessed with how tiny your water bottle is.
I don't need much.
It's like because you live in it. You just always get
it's,
it.
Is yeah, it's just a little reminder of home.
Yeah,
4 ounces of water.
It's a little guy.
America. America.
Yeah, I'm from America. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now,
By way of Pandora.
Right. What do you guys look at? Pandora, that's what your world is called. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
And your thing is unobtainium. Is that right?
Yes.
Because it's impossible to obtain?
A thing. I wouldn't reduce us to that being a whole thing. What? Your thing is plane breaks?
And
is that your whole fucking
Scott, listener?
Scott, I don't think it's.
Yeah, I am. I like the show.
It's not.
I'm
even,
like Casey.
It's not even unobtainium in the second movie. It's I believe it's a whale goo.
It's Pyakon's brain juice. Yeah. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, it was hard. I did get a headache with the goggles. Sorry, glasses. But it was a good.
Did
time.
You have a good time at the movies? Though?
I did. Thank you.
Good. Well, that's
got a little too sad.
That's what it's all about. Well,
I had to go take a break.
Parts of it are sad.
Get some raisinets.
And eventually, we'll make so many avatars that the whole of human experience there'll be an avatar for everyone.
Do you think you'll ever make like a character-driven indie?
Yes.
Something?
Yeah.
Inevitably.
Which avatar will that be?
Probably one. Definitely once we're in double digits.
Yeah. Mm,
because then we'll have sort of established. These are big. These are a big thing.
Right.
And then once we get into double digits, we can start to diversify a little bit. And certainly once we get into double digits per year, things are going to change a lot.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, I mean, I would think
we'll do some of them will be single shot, single unbroken shot.
Oh, great.
Some of them will be locked off camera, single shot. Hmm. Some will be locked off camera, single shot, lens cap on.
Oh, well, that'll be dark.
That would be very dark, I would imagine, in the theater.
But... yeah, it would be dark. But you ever go into one of those?
A bat. Casey told us about a bat.
Ooh, an improv.
An improv. Thing. That's a term I remember.
Oh, that's right. That's where they do the improv and they keep the lights off.
I wrote it down.
We'll probably do an improvised avatar.
An improvised avatar.
Eventually, we should put Casey
eventually we'll probably do a lot of them. We'll probably do a Harold. We'll probably do a Harold avatar.
Seen some of
Mega
those.
Herald.
Yeah, not that funny. Not sure why they do it.
Hard to bring guests.
Probably at some point, one of the avatars will be a stand up concert film.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They better get right.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great to see one of the Na'vi, you know, like just talking about his or her life, you know, out there on Pandora.
Well, and look, honestly, like the theatrical distribution system is changing, right? And Jim's a pioneer. Like Jim is forward thinking. He's cracking new technology. And, so we're constantly thinking about, like, right now, Avatar's about the theatrical experience with glasses included. But there's a future point in which Avatar sequels might be free on YouTube with ads. Mm. If you want to pay on iTunes, you can do that.
Was that a little jab you're just taking at me?
I'm saying you're a fucking pioneer. You're like setting the model.
TB, come on. And they love your work, TB.
We're looking to someday reach your level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eventually, there will be an avatar that's entirely crowd work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And we'll give you credit. This is the metric we use on
that. That I actually believe
special
will
thanks.
Happen.
Yeah. Special thanks.
Yes. You mentioned, you know, there's the 3D glasses, and then you wanted the entire theater to be underwater. Mm-hmm. Are there any other sort of innovations that you're looking to do?
Well, one of the big things, and this is our big secret. As I've said, I'm not going to live forever. Eventually, I'll have to pass the torch.
Jim talked about this. He did an interview with People magazine.
People.
You're the exclusive first People. Interview after the People magazine People. Interview.
I'm very honored. Eventually, you're going to have to pass that ponytail over to the other ponytail to wrap it around.
People magazine is my airplane treat. This is very exciting.
Eventually, I will stop directing. I won't direct these. I'll pass the baton over.
Because he's dead, I think. It was a torch.
I'm gonna do it before. I don't want to.
You're gonna do it before you.
I want to be like Quentin. I want to get out before I'm this old man, past his prime. I'm gonna get out at my peak.
Right. 82.
82.
The ripe old age of 82. He's gonna step back.
Mm. I'm gonna step back, step to the side, step forward, and step in front of the camera.
You're going to star in these movies.
I'm going to start starring. I'm going to star in a few of them.
Now, I'm sure you're asking yourself, how can he star when Jake Sully's the star? Because I have my own announcement to make today.
Ever hear of a do-si-do?
I took square dancing when I was maybe 10 or 11. And so, yes, I'm quite familiar with the concept of a do-si-do.
The simple answer to the question is, yes, you have heard of a do-si-do. We don't need your life story.
I thought we were taking the temperature down.
We are. I like details.
Okay, starting at Avatar 47.
This can't be
47.
Just me taking the temperature down. And
the guy who makes five-hour movies telling you to tighten it up a little bit.
You can't keep your temperature the same while I take mine down.
But if you take yours down mine the same, the temperature will go down.
This is true.
There's been a lot of talk about medians and averages today, and that does hold true.
We live in a world of numbers.
I feel like my temperature needs to go up.
Speaking of numbers, though, I feel like if you timed their segment versus my segment, the number there.
Todd, what is there to talk? I tried to bring up a nice story about us going to lunch, and you don't even fucking remember it. What are we supposed to talk about?
Let's talk about the lunch, and I'll pretend.
Todd, you and I went to lunch when I was making True Lies.
Really?
Yeah. Tom Arnold was there.
You're making shit up.
You wouldn't remember.
Where was this?
This was in Hollywood.
Really?
Yes.
What? Why did you take TB over here to lunch?
I wasn't sure if TA was going to be cutting it. We hadn't filmed any of his scenes yet.
That's a good point.
True Lies.
Have I made a fool of myself here? Wow. Have I made a fool of myself taking a gamble on this guy? Turned out after the first day of dailies, TA did all right.
Yeah.
But
you had a B plan.
I had a B plan.
I had a TB plan. Right. If TA didn't work out, we were going to bring in TA to be AS's best friend.
Wow. You were almost in True Lies, TL.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You just that close. So did he?
It was nothing you did wrong. You were right there. We knew we had it. We knew that TL was going to be okay because TB was the backup.
Right. I'm starting to sense that the pattern here is if you don't want Todd to remember something, buy him a meal. Do you, while telling him the information?
Yeah, is there some sort of like you go into a food coma or something like
that? Maybe have like a weird medical quirk, you know?
Yeah, interesting. So you just forget like the next hour after every meal?
I just forget stuff that's not worth remembering, I guess. Wow, I really went for it there. I feel bad about that.
Yeah, no. Claws in, kitty.
Wow. Look, Todd, I mean, you're daring, right? You're a daring artist, and you push boundaries.
I do.
And that's what we like about you. That's why we're always referencing you on set as what we want to aim for. And we'd love to formally invite you into the story group for Avatar.
Wow.
We'd love to get you throwing the ball around and
what
see
what does
you
that
come
mean?
Up
What's
with.
That story
like, just
group?
Pitching ideas?
Yeah.
And also shooting down ideas. We need someone who can razz us.
Son Casey Faye would be good in that room as well. He's great at throwing a ball around. He's pretty good at basketball.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we cast him as one of the boys.
I know. Was there a basketball scene?
There was a basketball scene.
What does this pay to be in the writer's little punch-up group?
I mean, you want a number?
Yeah, that's what I said. What is it?
You do seem to love numbers.
Give me a number. What do you want?
I literally said,
oh,
what
don't
does
do it
pay?
Name your price.
No, I'm asking. Name your price. Don't fall into it,
TJ.
Because he'll pay you double
don't
whatever
you're saying. Don't negotiate
against yourself. Price.
No, here's what I do. And when someone asks me to do a corporate gig, they go, what's your price? What's your budget?
And that's right.
There you go. That's right.
What's the budget of the movie?
That's good sense.
Budget of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's high.
$500
million?
Ballpark?
He'll take four.
$400
million? Yeah.
For the story group.
Yeah. I'll do
for
like
the story group.
It's like a full month of it.
But we get, okay, Jim, think about this. We get to amortize that across the cost of maybe.
Amortize? It's amortize.
Scott,
you're wrong.
Wrong. I'm wrong?
It's amortize.
I didn't say that.
Scott, stop fucking correcting
me. Scott, that was Todd Barry.
Take
your temperature down when you're talking to me.
Scott, you're embarrassing me in front of my hero, TB.
You're American. We all
I'm
know
American.
That. You pronounce words the way we all pronounce them.
Good day.
Is it amortize?
It's amor. Rise. Okay. That's the word we're using. It's amortize.
You turn Italian when you get a little
we
excited.
We love the way we're going to amortize the costs of Todd's ideas across upwards of 15, 20 movies. So if you divide it.
Yeah, it's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
It's a bargain.
But shouldn't I get a separate,
it's a bargain.
A separate fee for each different project?
Well, it depends how many characters.
If we're talking
shoulds,
then
you.
The conversation's over.
Right.
So you're probably wondering what my secret is now.
Bob Fay.
Well, Casey, you know the Kundrats, who I sometimes play golf with. Well, their son.
Wait, who are they? The Kundrats?
The Kundrats.
Oh,
but no, excuse me.
You went there.
Okay.
I think we all heard the same thing.
Be polite, Scott. Okay.
We all heard it.
We all heard Kundrats.
They heard it.
My heart skipped a beat because the Kundrats are a major plot point in Avatar 5.
Okay.
I was about to lawyer up, so I'm glad the Kundrats.
The Kundrats, yeah. The Kundrats.
Very different.
Very different.
A very nice family. I saved their holiday letter for the end of January because it's always got so many fun tips.
And their son Marcus, he works at the VA. Of course, you know them. And then, he's dating a girl named Shelly, and her brother works at Fleet Farm, and he's thinking about moving to Los Angeles. So maybe you should talk to him, Casey. Tell him what it's like.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Why is he moving to Los Angeles?
He's just thinking about it.
He might not. But anyway, give him a call.
Okay.
Great to catch up.
Great.
Love to hear from you.
All right.
You should talk to him, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
That was your dad's secret.
I was going to say maybe he could work for you, James Cameron, in one of these Avatar movies.
Eventually, when I'm not directing them, maybe he'll work for Jake Sully.
Because of the do-si-do effect that we were talking about?
That was the big announcement
Scott.
And I could have sworn it felt like Savion Glover was in this studio the way that was getting stepped on.
So you're doing the do-si-do effect. You're moving over to the director's chair.
Correct.
And you, James Cameron, are going to star in these movies.
Correct.
Are you going to be CGI character as well, or is it just going
to
be you?
Only for a couple of flashback scenes where they need me to look super young.
Are you going to be a Na'vi?
No, it's going to be James
Cameron.
Some
of the time, but then I'll become a Na'vi.
So what character are you playing?
James Cameron.
You're playing James Cameron in the movie.
Yes, the director of Avatar.
Finally lands on Pandora.
So you've taken a big spaceship there or a rocket ship or something like that, and you wind up on Pandora, and you have directed movies about all these people?
Yes, in the world of Avatar, word has gotten down to Earth, and I've made movies about Avatar within the world of Avatar.
I see. And then what are you on Pandora to do?
Do research for the next Avatar movie.
How do they feel about your depiction? Are you a villainous character? Or
they haven't seen the movies yet when I land, but then several movies later, copies start finding their way to Pandora.
Why did
people
take
start watching
five
them?
Movies well, for copies of you? You could have brought
away.
Them yourself.
It's far
yeah,
away.
But you arrived there five movies earlier.
Well, some of these movies, and again, this is an announcement, some of these movies will start to take place in real time. Wow. There's going to be a lot. The thing is, when you're making dozens of movies,
yeah.
some of them are going to be in real time.
Sure.
And if it's a paradise, maybe that's why his movies aren't there.
What is this?
Oh, just from just this trying. End of the
wow.
Trying.
Wow.
Bob,
just that was, Bob. That was spicy.
That I have been. It's been a little contentious between us, but it's all been okay. Good fun. We love each other, right?
We
guys?
Do. No, let's make it clear. I was not offended by a single thing you set up until now.
We're good friends.
We're just sparring partners.
Of course. It's always fun to like get in the ring and trade a few jabs.
We're boys, like Casey's character that was cut out of the first Avatar and the other boys.
But Bob, that was a little too far.
Just tried one. Tried one. Didn't feel good coming out, honestly.
Save it. Save it for the email forward.
Bob, go ahead and say you're sorry.
Sorry.
There you go.
You know what? I don't need the apology.
Oh.
That was a little bit of TB energy. It was coming our way. I give that a TB number of 7.
What's that?
A TB level of 7.
He's popping.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
A little bit of spicy honey.
A little bit of spicy honey.
There you go.
A little bit of short-haired dog. Is that the title?
Well, it's domestic short hair, but I mean, very similar.
Now, before I forget, Do-Si-Do is also the name of a Girl Scout cookie, and our niece is selling them. So
is that going to be confusing at all?
Is that going to be confusing?
No, tie it in. Will they put some Na'vi on the box?
Throw a tag-along in there.
A tag-along.
Where does she sell these? Does she have set up in
Maple
front of
Grove? If you go to Maple Grove,
sometimes
stops,
they go in front of the
Culver's,
post office.
They take credit cards?
Yeah, they do ship them now everywhere, which is so fun.
Ship them.
You can ship them.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm buying them from a little girl, I want
them. They have a website, too. I mean, I can't get it for you.
Why would anyone buy them? By little girls?
Yeah. No, Casey will have to send you the link, but you can...
The website should be run by...
Was it at least programmed by little girls?
The website should be designed and run by little girls. I think it's fine if they want to do online sales. It's a new era. But it should still be the same thing, you imagine.
It'd be
Scott,
more charming
that
way.
How many Thin Mints can I put you down for?
One?
Honey,
not a box, just one.
I'm worried our credit card information might be out if we talk about this website too.
I'll have 100 boxes of Thick Mints.
Ooh.
Mr. Cameron, they only make Thin Mints.
Well, tell him James.
James
wants a box.
Buy 200 boxes of Thin Mints and stick them together.
I don't care how you make it. I want 100 boxes of Thin Mints.
Maybe we'll just put their credit cards in.
Okay, there we go.
Are you guys okay putting your credit cards on the internet?
Yeah.
T-H-I-C-C.
Oh, okay.
Thick Mints.
Do you guys know what happened? You know what happened to the first grade teacher, Vel Rowe, who taught all of our kids?
No.
She put her credit card on the internet one time, and they ended up getting magazines for 4 years, and they couldn't stop.
Why would we know that?
You know what's funny? I actually did know that.
Oh, you did, Jake?
I did.
Word got out on Pandora about this?
I got an email.
I guess this is why Pandora...
Was it a forward?
It was.
This is why Pandora is so good, right? Mm. Because there's no email, there's no magazines, there's no salesmen.
So far.
But
eventually they all come over.
There's
a movie where they get magazines on Pandora. It changes everything.
Paradise Lost.
Well, what do you think they're going to make those magazines out? They got to make it out of trees.
Out of trees. Well, is Pandora just going to end up being Earth at some point?
Well, for a while, yeah, but then it goes back. There's going to be a period where Pandora becomes Earth, and then it goes back.
And then it just goes back.
Okay, I'm passing around a note card. Could everyone put down their physical address? Because I'd like to send all of you boys an article that I read.
I'm not going to fill it out. Just I want it all sent to the bottom of the ocean.
Send it right down.
To your little flag.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Cut out a newspaper article.
Just way down the boxes, throw them in the ocean. I'll get them.
As many stones as you can find.
I got a couple newspaper clippings I've been meaning to send to Casey, but I think I can maybe make photocopies at the Kinko's because, Casey, you went to school with his older brother, but you remember Tyler?
Okay, we don't want to hear about Tyler.
Well, he worked at the Kinko's.
I'm actually kind of interested in this.
No, you're interested. Okay, Jake.
This feels like it has a little juice to it. We could put this in A72.
Casey, you went to school with his other brother, Dan, I think. Is that right? Do you remember
I don't know these kids' names.
Dan played basketball with Casey one year.
Oh, the tall one with the goatee.
Yeah. Well, he had a goatee eventually.
Sure,
he was maybe one of the first boys
to
get a goatee.
So he didn't have a goatee when he played, but he got one eventually?
No, I think they played when they were 10.
Did he have
But eventually, his younger brother, Tyler, he works at the Kinko's, and I went in there to try to get our holiday letter copied so that I could keep it as a record to make sure I don't repeat myself year to year.
Why not keep the letter?
Where would I keep it?
Wherever you're keeping the copies?
I keep the copies in a manila envelope.
So keep the letter there.
But I've already...
But she sent them already.
I've already sent them.
Just keep one.
Well, that's what you made the copy with.
That's what I make the copy.
That's why you have the backup copy folder.
Okay, never mind. Just keep going.
Tyler works there.
Just keep going. And please.
And he helped me make some photocopies of some newspaper clippings that I'm going to send to Casey, and so I can send them to all you boys, including you, Mr. Cameron, at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
It's an article about how you might not need an umbrella if you just wear a hooded jacket.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's not great advice at the bottom of the ocean.
No, I mean, I can only imagine it would seep through.
Jim, you think of what I'm thinking right now?
Yeah.
I reckon this couple might make good additions to the Avatar story group.
Oh,
I mean, there's got to be annoying neighbor characters in this Avatar movie. I just think
the level of details and the lack of self-editing reeks of an Avatar movie.
I don't like to get vulnerable in this space because I already feel like Scott has attacked me.
Even though we love each other.
Yes. You know,
it's clear now it's canon. We love each other.
But I do feel... But we are... blocked. We are on Avatar. We're at the outline stage of Avatar 72, and we're starting to figure out.
On 72.
We've hit a wall.
We've hit a wall. All we have now is that Pandora, which is flooded with magazines,
used to be Earth, but isn't anymore.
But now it's gone back, and the Cumdrats have arrived, and that's all we have.
That's all we have.
That's all you have.
The Cumdrats who've been there before, but they're back again.
Right.
And. Where does the story go?
I might have something for you, Mr. Karen. Okay. What if it was Christmas?
This is a good idea.
Avatar 72, an Avatar Christmas. We have not gone to that well.
Yeah, I mean,
not once in 72 films.
Can you imagine all those trees and all the vines
decorated?
Glowing with tinsel tied to every dial hole.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it, Mr. Cameron.
Hold on. Maybe it's the first Christmas on Pandora because
the baby
Messiah
Jesus
is
finally
born
came.
There.
That's good.
It would take him a while to get to all those planets.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three wise men, you could be one of them.
Scott,
wise
I just want to make it clear you have not formally been invited to the story group.
Okay, well, as long as you have an extra $400 million.
The ideas, but they're not fucking under contract yet. Okay. TB, do you mind if I call you TB?
Go ahead.
TB.
Do it.
My hero.
Yeah.
I feel like we're hitting some real ripe unobtainium of story right here.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of the earmarks of what makes a great Avatar film. Emotion, drama. But it's lacking some of that famous Avatar humor. That really light, humorous touch.
Yeah. The funny jokes that you see in these movies.
The caustic wit.
Yeah.
The sort of subtle, sly charm of a New Yorker cartoon.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you maybe want to do a bit of a comedy pass on the ideas we're throwing out here. Where do you think there's some potential for jokes?
I think that you should define, not everyone's in show business and not everyone knows what a comedy pass is. I do.
Sure.
Wow. So when you hire someone like me to look at your awful script.
Write that down,
and find some jokes in it and then go, hey, how about here? They could do this.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you give me a huge amount of money.
Yeah. Right. And you always do it at the latest possible moment.
Mm-hmm. I should add, I've never been asked to do this.
That starts today.
Okay. And I'm always available.
Starts today.
It's crazy to
so
not
this
hire
is, I mean, this is a really good deal, Todd. I mean, $400 million, it'll be amortized or amortized.
Oh, I looked it up. It is amortized.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, you were right about that.
Yes, but what we were saying was amortized.
Amortized.
Yes.
Exactly.
About the love of amortized.
Which you did not say, but amortized.
I'm pretty sure I said
amortizing. I think
you kind of retrofitted that explanation.
The gaslighting has come over here to Jake's Sully. But this is a good deal, Todd.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, great. So do you have any ideas?
Can I do
here?
It at home?
Starting right now.
Oh, right now?
Do you have any ideas?
Right? The problem is right now is that I've never seen the Avatar movies and I haven't understood one thing you said.
Okay, here's all
that's
you need
actually
to know.
Great for
that's
us.
Actually
we
kind
need
of perfect
fresh
starting
perspective.
Point. Yeah. Because at this point, we need to be training new fans. When we're entering A70, A80, A90,
yeah,
we can't be banking on the old.
Does this happen on another planet, the movie?
Yes.
What's Pandora? Is that the other planet?
Pandora.
Yeah. Okay, so you do remember some
so
shit.
So do a scene where like people are like, I'm never going to go to Pandora. I'm never going to go to Pandora. And then you cut to them in Pandora.
Very funny.
That's funny.
Okay. And
that's
it's Christmas. Imagine
and
if it was Christmas. Wow.
Oh, I can't spend Christmas on Pandora. I'd never spend Christmas on Pandora. Finding Christmas at Pandora.
I feel like they're trying to combine my idea. They're trying to
We're building.
Filmmaking is collaborative. I know that stand-up is different. You work on your own.
It's a collaborative
medium. It's a story group. Also, you said, could you work from home? All the writing is done in a small submersible.
Too scary.
The story group
has to meet down at the bottom of the ocean.
Not at the bottom, but we got to go deep.
Let's be clear.
Not the bottom.
We can pick you up from home, but then you're going straight down into the ocean for at least four or five weeks at a time.
Like, you know, like
we come up for air.
Yeah. You come 15 minutes up for air.
Yeah.
And then you're back down.
We got a break room.
Yeah. But you also got to make sure
a floating break room.
You got to depressurize if you come up for a break too soon.
Yeah, you'll get the bends.
You don't want to get the bends.
Yeah.
Okay. Great album.
What if I have a set at the Comedy Store though one night? Will you bring me up?
Yeah, I'll bring you up.
Yeah.
If you
mean like
set...
do the introduction, like our next comedian coming to the stage, like bring you up in that?
Yeah,
sense.
I will.
You know what? You know what I meant.
No, no, but
that was kind of funny for me to say.
I do both or nothing. We'll bring you up, and then
I'm getting that TV energy.
I'm getting a little bit of the TV energy.
You got to do both. Both or none. I bring you up out of the ocean, and then I bring you up, bring you on stage.
That'd be a thrill, Todd. That would have James Cameron bring you.
Also, because I sort of set the audience level, so I'm not funny.
Yeah.
So I go out there, introduce you,
and then I seem funnier.
Then you come in.
Yeah, exactly. But also, you're trying to get stage time because you know that you're going to be starring in these movies.
Yeah, and eventually, when we do the stand-up movie, that there's a chance that I would be right for that.
You're going to make the inevitable pivot to stand-up.
Yeah. At this point, the only screen time you really have is that Oscars where you won and made that hilarious "I'm the King of the World." Yeah,
I was in the Muse.
I'm sorry.
I thought you worked in comedy, Scott. I guess we don't care about a little filmmaker named Albert Brooks.
Big Albert Brooks fan. That's
big.
Big. Not the biggest.
Muse big? Are you an Albert Brooks fan to the extent that you are excited about the Muse?
Unfortunately, I was not that big of an Albert Brooks fan. That's the one I have not seen.
Okay.
I saw the Muslim, you're a moderate level. I saw the Muslim in a comedy world.
But you drop out when the films start to drop. Are you that kind of fan?
Look, I'm that kind of James Cameron fan, too.
Oh, how do you predict the future? Because the films have yet to drop in quality.
We love Albert.
They will.
Mm-hmm. They will. When are they gonna drop out?
Triple digits.
Triple digits?
I'll be long dead.
Okay.
Albert Brooks is the curly-haired man who voices the daddy fish in the Nemo film.
Yeah, that's right.
Such a good film.
Which gives me an idea. Why not crossover? Like a Freddy versus Jason, Batman v Superman kind of movie. Nemo versus Avatar.
Scott, you're adorable that you think you're the first person to think of this and that the paperwork isn't already being sorted out right now.
So the contracts are wet with signatures.
And because I only sign contracts at the bottom of the ocean.
Of course, yeah. What's your favorite song? Is it that Under the Sea song?
I like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you mean Under the Sea, like the Bobby Darin or the...
No, that's Beyond the Sea. That's your least favorite song.
That's my least. I don't like that song.
It goes too far past
Beyond
the
Sea. No, thank you. Let's stay here. No, I like Under the Sea. Under the Sea. Under the Sea. Under the Sea.
Yeah. That's your favorite song.
Yeah, that's my favorite song.
And it's not offensive to sing it like that, right?
No. Under the Sea, that's how it's written.
Yeah.
Under the Sea. Under the Sea.
Red Crab sings it. I think it's a black man probably doing it, but sure. Very great. Yeah.
Very Red Crab, though, so we're all right. All right.
Yeah, I like that song.
All right, good. Well, is there any other announcements you have?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if there are any other songs I like. Oh. I like Split Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
What about your sad
movie? Close, though.
What about My Heart Will Go On from your sad movie?
That's a good song.
Yeah, I See You from Avatar by Leona Lewis.
Sure.
Whatever like the name song. Of the song was that The Weeknd sang for the second one.
The Weeknd sang it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I'm living for the...
That's what you get for leaving before it's over, Scott.
You mean turning it off. I never made it to the theater.
Haven't experienced.
I'm sorry, you watched it flat?
I watched it flat in my bed.
You watched it flat in your bed and you turned it off before it was over. Yes. And you think you have any right to talk about it.
Sounds like a pretty bad way to watch The Way of Water.
I was on a waterbed.
How would you?
Okay.
I was on a waterbed.
Yeah. Give him
wouldn't you
for
prefer that.
That
I watch it on a waterbed than in a dry theater?
How would you like it if I listened to your podcast from a distance?
I would love it.
That's a good song.
Turn down low.
Song.
Wow.
I would say turn it up a little higher, but I would love that.
No, I like to barely hear it.
From a distance.
All right. Look, guys, we're running out of time.
We're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Todd has been mentally over this for the past half hour, I would say.
I mean, I like the first 7 hours.
Would it surprise you to know we're not even at an hour and a half yet?
I meant of their segment.
Of their segment. Oh, okay.
The perceived time of their segment.
I see. Well, we are running out of time.
The brownies are done.
Ooh, let's get to it.
We'll get those. All right. We have time for one final feature, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Open the plug bag, please.
All right. That was What's So Eerie About the Erie Canal by Sean Fogel. Thanks so much to Sean Fogel for that wonderful, wonderful plugs theme. If you have a plugs theme, go over to cbbworld.com/plugs and you can be famous for a week. And Sean Fogel, you're famous for a week. Thanks so much. And guys, what are we plugging here? Todd Barry, obviously Domestic Short Hair is out on YouTube.
And I'm on tour. I'm on my half joking tour, which is half jokes, half crowd work.
You did the all crowd work
shows,
and there is some crowd work in this special.
Yeah, there is. But now I'm doing it where it's literally the first half is
Do
just
you take
jokes.
An intermission?
I take a 4-hour intermission. Okay. It takes time to recover from the jokes. To
Perfect
ease
time to
crowd,
watch an Avatar.
And then I do crowd work. But I've got dates all over. ToddBarry.com. Todd Barry on Instagram.
There is no better time at the theater than seeing Todd Barry.
It's the best theater experience you'll ever have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bob and Liz Fay, anything you want to plug here?
Sure. Hi, Casey. Yeah, hey, yeah. We love you so much.
Casey, give me a call. I'll talk about the local sports teams for a minute before I hand the phone over to your mother.
Let me know what you thought about those articles I sent you. Mm-hmm. Two nice pals of Casey's, Jess McKenna and Zach Reno, are doing doing some touring dates with Off Book, the improvised musical. And you know what? Our local show's actually sold out. Good job, Minneapolis. If you're in Detroit or Atlanta, or you want to come check out the live stream, all that you can find on the Off Book Instagram.
Can I go to Detroit and listen on live stream?
You could.
You could probably do it just from New York, though, or wherever you happen to be.
You could watch the live stream, I think, for a month from any of those cities, but we'd love to see your face with our face in Detroit and Atlanta.
And sure. Good for you to know his friends' names.
I write them down.
Smart. Casey also does a thing called Holy S-Word Improv.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not a fan. Improv more than the swear word, honestly.
No, me either, honestly.
But it's a fantastic show. Again, lots of famous people, he tells me, have been on it who have also done this show. You can check it
Why
out.
Why isn't he famous if he's doing it with all these famous people?
I think his pitch is that if he performs enough with famous people, people just start thinking he's also famous. I think that's kind of
the worked for me.
So you can check that out on Patreon. They do every episode's up on the patreon.com/holyshitimprov, or you can go to the Instagram and they do shows in LA at UCB and at Dynasty Typewriter. Check those out and just have a good day if you can.
All right. James and Jake, anything you want to plug? I mean, obviously all of the Avatar
movies.
Yeah, next year Avatar 3, the first two available in all digital formats now, copies. I'm going to take some time to plug some things I've seen recently. I was in New York and I went and saw a live improv comedy show that happens on Sunday nights called Rat Scraps at a venue called Caveat on the Lower East Side.
That sounds like an Avatar character, Rat Scraps.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Probably should do that eventually. Mm-hmm. And I was at Slam Dance and I saw a documentary called I'm George Lucas, a Connor Ratliff story. It's a documentary that was made about the George Lucas talk show. George is a friend of mine, obviously.
Buddy George.
This is a show about a comedian who pretends to be George Lucas, and then someone made a documentary
about
that.
What do you think about
that
a comedian pretending to be a famous director?
I'm not sure I get the joke, but I think it's fine.
I think it's disrespectful to the art form, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I would never imitate a comedian, so I don't know why a comedian would imitate.
Doesn't make sense.
A filmmaker. It doesn't make sense.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Also, Jim, if you're just plugging things you've seen recently and liked, you did tell me you like certain scenes of the new Mean Girls a lot.
Oh, yeah. The new Mean Girls movie, I liked some scenes
selectively.
In that.
Yeah, I heard my friend John Hamm.
Actually, I liked all the scenes.
My friend John Hamm texted, not to name drop like Todd did about Chris Rock, but he texted me to say that he had a really liked the scenes of someone named Connor Ratliff.
Oh, well, I liked the scenes that John Hamm was in.
Oh, really?
Okay. I like him on Fargo. I'm going to like him even better when we get him in an Avatar. We keep trying.
You got it. You got to land him in an Avatar. He'd be perfect.
Top Gun got him, and I was so jealous. I want him in an Avatar.
Can you imagine
I
him shirtless on the beach?
Putting
in
his tail in a tail?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
God. All right. Jake, Sully.
Scott, thank you for having us on. Thank you for being my dear friend.
Sure.
We
love each other. We kid each other, but we have a great relationship.
It comes from a real place of love.
Yeah.
I do listen to this podcast. I am a listener,
thank you
but
so
my
much.
Favorite podcast, and what, in my opinion, is perhaps one of the most pro Avatar podcasts and historically have
they
held that line for a long time. Blank Check with Griffin and David.
Yeah.
It's a David Sims film critic from The Atlantic.
They love Avatar.
Some other guy.
It makes you question their taste level.
Some people think it's like a bit. And I feel like they've really backed it up with a lot of like reasoning for why they think it's legitimately good.
Mm. But it might be a bit. It's one of these bits that might not be.
I really want to make it clear it's not a bit.
Okay, got it.
But their ninth anniversary is coming up. Of course, the biggest anniversary a podcast can ever experience.
Of course.
And they're doing a live show at Town Hall in New York.
Wow.
And I heard tickets were moving really fast and then slowed down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Like really fast. And people were like, holy shit. And then they were like, oh, it's almost now swung the opposite way.
Oh, wow.
Dramatically. Yeah. So just plug that. Yeah, March 8th.
March 8th. Okay, great.
For the big nine.
The big nine anniversary.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Are they covering a movie at that show? Or
they're covering a lot of movies. That's a spoiler, but they're going to be covering a lot of movies.
So like nine movies for 9 years?
Here's a spoiler. More than nine.
10. Amazing.
You said it, not I.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible.
Also, I'm American. I want to plug America,
the country. America, the country, yes.
Nice. Where I'm from.
A great run. Over 200 years.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to plug, hey, speaking of live shows, Comedy Bang Bang is part of the Netflix is a Joke Fest. That is May 6, 7 or something. I checked the website. There were literally 20 tickets left. So they may, but those are very similar. Day that they went on sale, almost 90% of the tickets were gone, and then it took about a month to get those last...
Huge opening weekend at the box office. Turns out to be a little front-loaded.
A lot like the Avatar movies, you know, where like everyone goes that
talking
first week.
About?
No, okay, never mind.
$70 million opening, okay. And then it ends up at 700. Right. That's like a 10x multiplier.
Okay, but check us out at the NetflixIsAJokeFest.com, I think, and then also the action figures. They're on sale right now. The Scott Aukerman figure and the J.W. Stillwater figure. Those are on sale right now and shipping this month, I believe, and. I've seen the next four that we're putting out, and they're very funny. And then I've been getting a lot of requests from some of the performers to be in certain action figures. So check those out. You can get the info on my socials and everything. And I think that's about it. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
What's my... What is it? Where's my work? What is it? Where is my word? What is it? What's my... What is it? Where is my word? What is it? What kind? What is it? What is it? What is it? Where is my word? What is it? What is it? Open the plug bag, please.
All right, that was Night at the Plugsbury by Ebenezer Splooge. Oh, wait, but that gives me an idea. An Avatar where all the water is replaced by splooge.
Scott.
Okay, come on.
That's
man.
Naughty.
Jim?
That's a good idea. That's a good...
It is a good idea, right?
Yeah, that is the plot of Avatar 69.
All right. Guys, I want to thank you so much, Todd. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm
come back another 10 years from now.
I will. I'll come back much sooner.
Okay, great. And then the phase, we'll get all this over to Casey. I'll make sure.
Oh, good. Thank you. Love you, Casey.
Yeah, bye. Have a great time, everybody.
And James and Todd, we're right in the mic. Yeah, just chew that right. I mean, I realize the show's not over yet, but that's TB energy. That's TB at a 10.
As I did that, I was like, this would bother me so much if someone did this on my podcast.
But your podcast is defunct. So
yeah,
you don't
probably
care.
Wrong.
Jake, you're opening one. And of course, James Cameron, you're all eating into the mics now. Thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about all these avatars. It's wonderful.
People are excited.
People are excited. People love Avatar. And they don't just stop thinking about it the moment it's over and then happen to go to the next one because it's something to do.
I'm going to read that as a joke. And the comedy comes from how false it is.
And how much we love each other.
That's true. We love each other.
And how much of a gentle ribbing we like to give each other every time we see each other.
This is our language.
That point's been made.
Exactly. Okay, and James Cameron, great to have you on.
Great to be here.
Anything going on in the Terminator-verse? Or...
Yeah, he's going to be back.
Okay, great. All right, great. Thanks so much.
He said he would. He'll keep coming back.
Yeah, got it, got it.
He meant like many times.
Okay, got it. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.